V'zeh shoich len machol echolov b'shvuas. Now we'll understand also why we have the minug to eat dairy on Shavuos. Ki oz kibalnu ha-Torah, because that's when we receive the Torah. Alkein on oichlin machol echolov, v'achar kach machol ebosor. And this is why we eat dairy at one point in time on Shavuos, and then afterwards we eat a meat meal like we do on every yontif. We know Ein Simcha Ela B'Bosor V'Yayin, the Gemara says, that Yontif Shabbos, the respect for Yontif and Shabbos is eating fleishiks. So that even on Shavuos, when we have dairy, it's limited. L'hoirois, shekol avoydaseinu bozeh ho'ilam, shehu klal kabolas ha-toira, ha-koil hu kol mishnei ha-bechinois. The symbolism in doing this on Shavuos, in having milk, and then having meat, Shavuos is called Kabbalah Satoira, right? And a Jew's serving Hashem in this world Bechlal is Kabbalah Satoira. Our serving Hashem in this world is Kabbalah Satoira. We're being shown that it's all Shkolol from Shnei Bechinois. It's our service of Hashem is dependent on these two paths. Shein Bechinas Isarusa de Leila Visarusa de Lesato. Shehim b'chinas cholov u'bosor. There's an aspect of it that's dependent on Hashem, and there's an aspect of it that's dependent on us. Like we said before, that's cholov, which Hashem makes permissible. You don't have to shech the animal, you don't have to do anything to make the cholov kosher. Hashem makes it kosher. And there's the bosor, which doesn't become kosher until a human being shechts and does all of those things. Aval onu oisin revach veherchak b'neim. But on Shavuos, or any time a Yid has meat and milk, he's careful to separate them, to make a distance between them. Ki af al pi shebe'emes shneim echon. Because even though in reality they're both one and the same, Isarusa de Leila and Isarusa de Lesato are inseparable. We mentioned before that the Zohar HaKadosh says when there's an Isarusa de Lesato, there's automatically Isar Leila. It automatically causes an Isarusa de Leila. And we quoted the Pasuk, Achas Dibur Elokim Shtayim Zu Shamati, that in reality it's all one. Afal Pikein Bozeh Ho'ilam. Still, in this physical world that we're living in, it's impossible to put them together as one. We're not allowed to put them together as one. Bifrat bebehemois, shehem b'sar behema v'cholav behema. Especially when we're dealing with animals, when we're dealing with the flesh of an animal and the milk of an animal, sheshom achizas ruach habehemius beyoser, where there's behemius involved. Veshom ikr habirur, and that's where the main tikkun is required, where there's behemius, where there's sitrachra, where there's klipo, that's where the main tikkun is required. Therefore, that's where you have to be especially careful not to mix these two. Alkein, mi shebechabrom yachad, goyrem chas v'sholam lahagbir haklipo v'asitrachro, horoitz lahachnis chakiro yseilu b'leiv odom, sheyirtz odom chas v'sholam lachabrom b'dayto yilavinu b'sichloi. Therefore, a person tries to bring them together, he causes chas v'sholam the sitrachro to get strength. The sitrachro, which wants to inject these questions, these paradoxes, these things, these seeming contradictions in the person's heart, that the person should want to try to put them together, to understand them, shemishom nimshochem kol hakfirois v'chol hatayvois. Because when a person sees that they can't understand it, and if the person doesn't have the emuna to fall back, and if the person is able to say, I don't understand, no problem. I didn't say that I have to understand. That wasn't one of the rules. My relationship with Hashem is that I believe in Hashem. I believe in Hashem. I believe in the Torah. I believe in the Tzadikim. Whatever it says there is emes v'yatzev enochim. Whatever it says to do, that's what I'm going to do. Why? There is no why. Because that's what it says. Mipnei shehatorah amra. Because that's what the Torah says. That's number one. Now, in addition to that, there's this other thing called understanding. There's this other thing called learning to understand. However, whatever I can understand, that's wonderful. That's great. That's extra. That's an addition. But that's not going to decide for me whatsoever, Chas Hashem, what I do or what I don't do, or how I do or how I don't do. I do with emuna. There's a famous Ramban in Chumash one place where he writes that a person who's mekayim any of the mitzvahs in the Torah because it's the right thing to do, that it's kfira rachmon al san, doing the mitzvah because Hashem said to do it. That's why I'm doing it. If Hashem had said instead of respecting parents to smack your parents, you would smack your parents. You wouldn't say, hey, that's not a nice thing to do. If that's what Hashem said to do, that's what we would do. We don't say that we're doing this because it's midos and because it's this. We're doing it because it's gzeiras hamokom. It's the will of Hashem, that kind of thing. So here, Rav Nosson Zalz emphasizing that this is why on Shavuos, which is the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satorah, we're shown both items, the cholov and the bosor, that we recognize that there's Isarusa Delele, Sarusa Delasato, there's Yediyah and Bechira, but we know not to dare try to put them together, that they're two separate things, and we have a kesher to each one. V'alkein b'shavuos, shu kabola satoiro, anu echlim cholov, v'achar kach bosor, lohoirois, she'anu nizhorim, milechaber bosor v'cholov chasashon, to show that this is one of the most important yesoidus of our Yiddishkeit, that our commitment to Hashem and our whole keeping our Yiddishkeit is going to be with the understanding that there's such a thing called bosar, there's such a thing called cholov, there's yediyah and there's bechira, and I'm not going to try to put them together. I'm not going to try to understand them together. Shein bechina, shnei bechina sanal, shebozeh tolui kol kabola satoira. The person's whole accepting Hashem is dependent on this, is dependent on this ability to recognize, to realize that there are these two things, that on one hand, like we said before, Hashem does everything, and Hashem doesn't need anybody. Hashem doesn't need anybody's help whatsoever. Everything is only from Hashem. Ki miyodcha hakol, like we said before, a person gets stuck, or you're giving. Who gave it to? Whose money are you giving? Joke, you know. So everything is from Hashem. And on the other hand, if I don't do, im ein anili mili, if I don't do, nothing's going to happen. Everything is dependent on me. I have the ability to be machriya the whole world, letoiv or lara. I can mamish chas v'shalom destroy myself and all of mankind. Like the guy who's digging a hole guy's in a ship. And he has a cabin, and he pays $200 for his cabin, and he goes to his cabin, and he starts digging a hole in there. And people start seeing water coming out. People say, what are you doing? What do you mean? I'm making a hole. I wanted some water, so I made a hole. Yeah, but the hole over there is going to affect everybody in the ship. No, it's my cabin. I'm not doing anything. Just make a hole in my little place over here. Nothing. Person is blind. They don't see the big picture. They don't realize that everyone in that ship is tied into each other. And if you make a hole in your little place, you could destroy 1,000 people. You could destroy the whole world, mamish. You could be mekalkel the whole world. And if a person does a mitzvah, he can be machriya the whole world letoiv. That's on one hand, that a person has to know. The Gemara says in one place, a person should always have an attitude that the whole world is in a balance now. It's in perfect balance, the number of mitzvahs and averos. And the next move I make will be machriya the entire world, either letoiv or lehepech. So that's saying that it's all dependent on me. And on the other hand, there's the ukushani latzmi moani, that I'm nothing, zero, Hashem is it. That if I do a mitzvah, if I do anything good, I didn't do anything, nothing. It's not my money, it's not my koyach, it's not my hair. Everything is only from Hashem. Hashem gave me life, Hashem gave me the money to buy the tzitzis, Hashem gave me the body to put it on, Hashem gave me the good health, everything. What's my role? My role is zero or next to zero. And these two things seem to be a perfect contradiction. Rav Nosson Zalz says this is Yiddishkeit. That if a person can accept that there are things that they can't understand and they're not supposed to understand in this world. And the whole Yiddishkeit is dependent on their not understanding it. That's the word bechira. Bechira can only be when you don't understand this. If a person has that, then the person has Yiddishkeit, then the person has a Kabbalah Satorah. And if the person doesn't, and Rav Nosson Zal says that there's a Yetzirah for this, to try to cross lines, there's a Taivas Hayadiyah, that the person wants to learn differently, wants to understand certain things. He's curious. He wants to know why this, why that, and person looks for those things. Rav Nosson Zal warns that a person has to have the Tzimtzum. Exactly. Mi sheroitze lichnois basogas lakus tzorich li zoher sheyeloi tzimtzum bedaitoi shelo yichnois b'mashenoi rishus. But rather, and when he v'tekev kisheroya mevucho sheyef shela sigul avino yivrach misham, he should run away from there v'yismoich rak al emuna. And he says, if a person's chashon poigim in this, this is the Yisur of Bosr B'cholov. V'chein Yisur B'sforim, Rav Nosson Zal says, we find also in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Bayer Heitev, he brings, Tam zeh, shebishvil zeh oichlen cholov b'shvuas, lohoirois she'anu nezharim mi Bosr B'cholov. The Shulchan Aruch brings this, that one of the reasons why we eat Bosr B'cholov, why we eat Macholei Cholov on Shavuos, is to show that we're keeping this mitzvah of separating between Bosr and Cholov. Aval ein mevor lama. The question is, okay, so why not take wool and linen? Put on a woolen sweater and then take it off and put on, why bedafka this mitzvah? Why are we showing the fact that we've accepted the Torah by performing this one specific mitzvah? But based on Rav Nosson Zal's explanation, we could understand it perfectly. Because a person's entire Yiddishkeit is dependent on this. Al yedei she'ein nichnosen b'chakiroi seilu leida eich mischabrim shnei b'chinoi seilu yachad. But it's dependent on a yid not trying to understand these types of paradoxes, how these two things work together, isarusa de leila and isarusa de lesato, what Hashem's role is and what my role is. Shehim b'chinas bosor b'cholov, which are symbolized by bosor and cholov. Paragraph mem aleph. V'ze gam kin b'chinas dvash shehitira Torah. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to use this to explain the fact that honey is permissible. Honey that comes from a tomei item. Udvash u chidish yoiser. Dvash is even a greater chidish than cholov. Ki dvash yoitze min atomei. Cholov, we're only allowed to drink from a behema tohira, from a kosher. You're not allowed to drink cholov that comes from a behema tmeya, but dvash comes from a bee. A bee is considered a tomei item. V'yafal pikein hitira hatoira b'li shum tikun. And despite that, a yid is allowed to have honey, bee honey, without any tikun being done on it. Because the honey gets its tikkun from Hashem alone, without any human intervention. A human being doesn't have to do anything to make a tikkun for it. We just had in this week's parsha, in Bereshis, the closing words of creation are, Asher boro Elohim la'asois, that Hashem created the world, La'asois, to create, to make. What does that mean? So the Gemara says there's a famous Apikoros who challenged Rabbi Akiva, and he said, you say you believe in Hashem, you're the opposite. You're the ones who show the greatest disrespect to Hashem. Because if Hashem, you have such great respect to Hashem, then if Hashem created something, obviously he created it good. He made it perfect. You take a child at 8 days and you do an operation on him, you do a bris milah, implying that Hashem didn't do a good job. Hashem didn't finish the job. You're going to finish the job, right? So Rabbi Akiva asked him back, that's your question? What about the bread that you eat? What about everything else? And Rabbi Akiva explained to him that Hashem created everything incomplete. Everything in this world is mamish incomplete. Bedafka la'asois. Hashem wanted us to be partners in creation. Hashem wanted us to share, to complete the Bria. The Dafka through us, he wanted to give us a share in planting and plowing and grinding and making bread and making clothing, all the different things that we're partners in creation. So we see that that's true 99% of the time. 99% of things in the world require human tikkun, human intervention. Dvash is an example of one of the rare things where no human intervention. Hashem himself, any tikkun that has to be performed, any birur of toivara, Hashem does it. Don't need your help at all. You don't have to do anything. It's ready as is. V'zehu be'emes niflois tomim deim she'ef shelahasig. This is something that's incredible, that goes beyond our normal understanding. Bechinas mi'itein tohor mi'tomei lo yechot. The pasuk in Iyov, who can bring forth tohor from tomei? Only Hashem. Only Hashem can take a tomei item, a bee, and bring, and honey comes from it, and the honey is tohor. And this is part of what caused Shimshon HaGibor to make a mistake. He went to marry a woman from the nation of Pelishtim. There are no girls among the Yidden for you to marry. You have to go to the Pelishtim. They didn't know that this was part of Hashem's plan. Shimshon HaGibor was looking for an excuse to start up with the Pelishtim, to challenge the Pelishtim, to be able to destroy them, to be able to be noikim against the Pelishtim. Now listen to Rav Nosson Zal's words. There seems to be a major question here. If this was Hashem's plan, why does the Gemara say Shimshon followed his eyes? Therefore, the Plishtim tore out his eyes, Rahmanson, seeming to imply again that it was his bechira, his choice. He chose to follow his eyes, so he got punished with his eyes. But based on Rav Nosson Zal's introduction, we can understand this beautifully. Ki bevadai Hashem Yisparach oisek betikin ha'olam bi'atzmoi tomid. Because Hashem is involved in tikin ha'olam himself constantly. Hashem is involved in tikin ha'olam. U bevadai hu goymer tomid ve'igmoyer ha'koil kritzoinoi. And Hashem always wins. Hashem always finishes the job. He always does it. He always gets it right. And he will always finish everything the way he wants it to be. Everything will always be completed the way Hashem wants it to be completed. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, V'ato moroim lo'olam Hashem. You, Hashem, are always on top, always exalted. Upirish Rashi, Rashi Kodesh says, lo'olam yodcho al ha'elyoina. Hashem will always come out on top. Hashem always wins. Ach afal pikein, Osir lonu lasois shum dovor keneged haTorah hashom. However, despite that, we have to play by the rules. We Yidden are given a rule book, how to play the game, and we must play by those rules. And a Yid is never allowed to go against the rules of the Torah that are prescribed in the Torah, whether it's Shloimeh HaMelech, whether it's Shimshon HaGibor, whatever the rules are. ומי שפויגם איזה דובר חס ושלום, כנגד התואר חס ושלום, הוא פויגם בכל האוילומויס, ומחריב ומקלקל הרבה. And a person who חס ושלום goes against any item in the Torah, he's causing a pegam, he's causing a chisoran, a kilkul, a destruction in all the worlds, and he causes major, major, major damage. כמובה בכל הספורים. ואף על פי כן, Hashem Yisborach Goymer VeYigmor Keretzoyne. But no matter what you do, whether you choose to do mitzvah or aveira, whether you choose to do the right thing or the wrong thing, Hashem is going to carry out his plan. Hashem is going to cause everything to fall into place eventually. V'zeh HaDovor Yefsher Lohovin Klal. This is something that we can't possibly understand. Ki hu inyan mevuchanal. It's going back to that question of before. Shehakol nasa yidei Hashem Yisborach. That on one hand, Hashem is in control of everything. Hashem is controlling everything. Hashem never lets go of the steering wheel. He's got it at all times. V'af al pikein hakol toli bodom. And at the same time, we have total control. We have total choice. We have free choice. We have the ability to go this way or that way. Shezeh yefsher lohovin b'shum oifen. This is something that we can't understand in any way whatsoever.